Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. I'm Gary Demas. Really glad that you are tuning in this morning on 610 WTBN or through podcast. And Jamie tells me podcasts are available all over, right, Jamie?
That's right.
I just take your word for it.
They are, and enjoyable.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
Good. Sounds great. Okay, so on the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, if you're not familiar with us, you must be new to town, right? Because we've been here a long time.
Yes.
And actually since 1982.
Yeah. Not here on the radio.
Not on the radio.
That has probably been since 2012.
Yeah.
Maybe 2013, yeah. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
But remodeling, we've been doing a lot longer than radio.
Yep. But. So we've been doing that all here in the Columbus area. And That's why people know us, because we've just been around a long time.
That's right.
Do a lot of work.
Yeah.
And are one of the largest remodelers in the nation as well.
Yeah.
That helps.
And the largest in the state, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, so today we've got an interesting show for everyone. I think our regular listeners enjoy just hearing the variety of content that we have. It's all, of course, centered around a home, indoors and sometimes outdoors, and sometimes above, which is what we're talking about this morning.
That's right.
Attic spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So before we get into that, I wanted to invite everyone to look at our website. It's davefox.com, and you can also contact us by emailing us at info@davefox.com. We'd love to hear from our listeners. And outside of that, so previously recorded shows are available at davefoxradio.com. Is that it, Jamie? Anything else I need to tell?
I think that's about it. You can also find us on social media at Dave Fox Design Build. Instagram especially, we maintain that very regularly, daily, and it's a really good kind of inside look at everything that we're doing and working on and projects and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, so let's get into today's topic, Jamie.
All right. So transforming your attic space, or converting an attic space to usable space.
Yeah.
So most attics, I would say, are pretty unusable. On a traditional two-story home, that the attic is really that third story, is pretty small. I personally have never gone in mine.
A lot of times the roof pitch isn't steep enough to even consider it on a lot of homes.
Yeah. But then occasionally there are homes that it's very usable space, whether it be maybe it's the attic space above a garage that's never been kind of tapped into, or... you know, ranches sometimes have a bigger attic space, things like that, or older homes might have kind of like almost a third floor that's really an attic. So it just depends on your home and the attic space itself. I mean, what's the first thing you would look at in an attic to know if it's something that could be usable space?
Well, ceiling height first. I think you kind of hit that early on. But like you said, the older homes, a lot of older two-story homes will have steep pitches on their roof. And if the house is wide enough, that means that roof keeps going up and up and up. So in the center of that area, there's usually enough ceiling height to create a space.
Yeah.
So ceiling height would be the number one factor. You know, if you're, the way your roof is framed, the way your house is built. And you mentioned a garage too. So same thing goes there. The garage would have to have, if the existing home's got a steep pitch roof, the garage is no doubt going to have the same. So there'd be an opportunity possibly to, I mean, a lot of times we would create a bonus room or even maybe a closet off of the master bedroom or maybe a bathroom off the master bedroom. So there's a lot of opportunities if the space is there.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, the space above a garage is very useful. And it's already, you know, within the footprint of your home and things like that. So would you say 7 feet is enough, to finish it?
Maybe if ceiling height?
Yeah. Depending on, I guess, your height or what you're using it for.
Yeah. Well, now building codes are going to dictate that to a large degree, but 7 feet, I think, is usually would pass about anywhere, but there has to be, to get 7 feet of height, you can't have... your roof so low that you only get one foot yeah. of 7 feet.
You
the
can
rest
walk
is
one
going
straight
down.
Line yeah. at 7 feet.
That doesn't work.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can get a reasonable amount of space at 7 feet, so you can go in and walk around and stuff. And then, of course, as the rafters go downhill, that can be finished off down to a ways to a knee wall.
Yeah.
Just to give you more usable space there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know my son's bedroom is above the garage in our home, and granted, it was built that way.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually has 3 steps down into
okay.
his room.
Yeah. Now, you know why that is?
I'm assuming for the ceiling height.
Well, that's because your garage, when you step out of the house into the garage, you're stepping down.
Yes.
Too. So the garage is down at grade.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pouring a cement slab for your garage. And if your finished floor is like 3 or 4 feet above grade, above the outside ground level, then your garage is going to be poured down lower on the ground level.
Yeah.
So that's why you got that offset. So that therefore the garage ceiling is lower, therefore the room is floor is lower because
yeah.
the ceiling of the garage is the floor of the room above.
Right. Yeah. So if a garage had really high ceilings
mm-hmm.
and there was an attic space above that you wanted to use, would it be, I don't know, counterproductive? Like cost wise, would it be not worth it to lower the ceiling so that you could make the attic usable?
Honestly, if your ceiling is really high, it's probably because in your scenario where the ceiling's low, like I lived in a home where the garage was 3 steps down from the house,
mm-hmm.
but they built this garage ceiling, the same ceiling height as in the home.
Right.
So it was extra high, which
right.
was great. You could stand the big ladder up in there and everything. So that's actually a benefit because then from the second floor, you wouldn't be stepping down into the floor that you, the room that you create above the garage.
Yeah. But what if you needed the height in the second story?
For ceiling height?
Yeah.
Would
it be worth it?
You're probably not going to.
Just not going to use it.
I mean, you're probably not going to need it. Just
yeah.
If the house is built that way, you probably are going to have ample space above. It'd be, yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Interesting.
Of course, everything out there can amaze you, and you can say, I've never seen this before in my life. And after me doing this stuff for 40 years, I still run into those scenarios. So.
Yeah. So with the codes and kind of regulations around an attic space, does the use matter as far as if it needs windows or dormers and things like that? Or if it's going to be living space, it needs to have a window kind of a thing?
Well, if it's going to be a sleeping room, it has to have an egress window.
Okay.
But otherwise, it wouldn't literally have to have a window.
Okay.
If it was going to be just like a little study
mm-hmm.
or den or closet.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have to have.
Yeah. Dormers do create a nice look, especially over the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I would say a closet is another really common one that we've converted.
Yeah.
Large attic spaces into.
Yeah.
And what's nice about, we custom build those closets for that attic space, which makes it all very functional. So
yeah.
even though the pitch kind of comes down and makes the ceiling shorter on the other side, we've been able to make it work that maybe those are the dressers, and they're even
yeah.
built in. So
yeah.
it's still
it's
very
functional.
It's funny
because I was just in the shop the other day and saw some cabinets built like that with an angle.
Oh, yeah.
Of a roof pitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're pre-built to fit right in that scenario.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like a little puzzle piece.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you mentioned dormer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we will have to do some alterations to the roof framing to get usable space in an attic. So sometimes that's going to be costly, obviously. You're adding a lot of framing, roof,
yeah.
walls, usually putting windows in that. So there's definitely some expense involved, but it really frees up or creates a lot of usable floor space in an attic area where, as we mentioned before, you may only have 1 foot of space to walk down right to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a dormer can open up one side of that and give you a lot more usable floor space, and we have done that a number of times. Okay, Jamie, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in just a minute. Today on the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show, we're talking about attic spaces and how to reclaim some space, floor space up there. And we were just talking last segment, Jamie, about creating a dormer in
mm-hmm.
an attic space.
Yeah.
So we've done that a number of times, whether it's over the existing home or whether it's over the garage space. That's a great way to really capture a lot of very usable space up above. If you want to add a couple bedrooms and a bath, a lot of times you can accomplish that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know, we had talked about doing closets, especially for the primary suite, adding, I mean, they can become very large closet spaces for sure. Mm-hmm. We've also seen a lot of kind of bonus rooms, like you mentioned. Yeah. Maybe it's a kid's playroom, a kid's study room. I mean, the options are really endless. But I think having it as a, you know, I've seen a lot of kids' bonus rooms kind of above the garage, and it's such a great space. One of my friends actually has that in her home, that the above the garage is a big bonus room where the kids play. And she was saying how great it is because you can't even hear them, wrestling and, and doing crazy things up there. And so if you're entertaining downstairs and all the kids are upstairs, you don't hear the like banging and booming. And
unless you're in the garage.
Yes. Or when my son has all of his little friends over and they play video games, they call each other bro.
Oh, is that right?
Crazy. But all I hear all day long is, oh, bro, look at that, bro. Hey, bro. I'm like, oh my gosh, just call each other by your names. Mm. But you don't have to hear any of that because it's nice and far away. But there's definitely some really great use for that area.
Yeah. Now, stairs to the upstairs.
Okay? Yeah.
So when you've got an existing second floor, that's already taken care of. But I mean, we've had some scenarios, Jamie, where a house, a one-story house, maybe probably an older one, had a pretty steep pitched roof, maybe a 12-12 pitch, 10-12 pitch, something like that. So the house is wide enough that that ridge line is really high. So, but there's a problem, and that is that if you're going to create a 7 or 7.5 foot ceiling in that space, you may only get 2 feet or 3 feet at the top. Of a flat ceiling.
Yeah.
So you can take, usually going out the back, and you can put a shed roof dormer pretty much clear across that whole space.
Okay.
And, probably add, like if your first floor was 1,200 feet, you could probably add 800 or 900 feet above.
Wow.
By doing that.
Yeah.
So that really increases the size of your house. And in terms of cost per square foot, you know, that's a really economical way to gain a lot of square footage in an existing home.
Yeah.
Now, the challenge is the stairway.
Right.
Because you don't, you know, you can't just stick a stairway anywhere, and it hogs up a lot of space on your first floor and your second floor.
Yeah.
So there's usually a way to find a way to get that done because you're gaining so much by doing it in the upper level.
Yeah. I know I can think of a home we recently did in German Village where we completed the attic, but we were also simultaneously doing an addition off the back. So we had designed the stairwell within the addition to not interrupt anything in the current home.
Yeah, and that's that worked out really scenario,
well. Yeah, that was worked out really well. And I mean, it's amazing because, and then with the addition, continued the attic space of that kind of third floor on. And amazing how much they were able to get up there. I mean, a spare bedroom, bathroom, a playroom, and I want to say even like a space for working out. I mean, huge for German Village. That's like, you know, quite the luxury. So it definitely was beneficial to complete that space for sure. So is the flooring, you know, typically ready to be a floor? Or is there a lot of work that, you know what I mean? Because if it's never been utilized space, if it's just been an attic, is there more, I guess, construction or engineering needed?
Yeah, many times, yes. So a ceiling joist is going to be sized and engineered to carry ceiling weight and insulation weight.
Yeah.
Not engineered to have people walking on it or things to be stored on it.
Sure.
So generally you are going to have to reinforce the floor. And that would be likely in a scenario that I was describing earlier where you put a shed dormer clear across the back of a house. So we're almost always going to have to beef up that floor system. So it might have 2x6 ceiling joists, and we would probably go to 2x10 floor joists. So there's some wiring that needs to be pulled because we, what we call it, sister those joists against the existing ones.
Yeah.
So that's a fair amount of work, but as I said before, it's still economical when you consider all the floor space that you're gaining.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know one thing we had done when we moved into the home, our home, like I said, my son's bedroom is above the garage. Mm-hmm. We switched out the garage door openers to really quiet ones.
Okay.
And so you can't even hear him in his room, which I think is great. I had PTSD because my bedroom growing up was the room above the garage and the whole room would shake when the garage would open and close. Mm-hmm. And so I was sensitive to that of wanting really quiet ones.
Yeah.
And I mean, you really cannot hear feel the garage door opening. Mm-hmm. It's a little slow to open, but it's very quiet, which is nice.
Yeah.
So definitely some things, other things that you can do beyond like the insulation and things to help with kind of the sound barrier from the, if it's above a garage.
Yeah.
Very good. So speaking of insulation, is an attic space typically insulated or are you needing to add that?
It's not going to be insulated.
It's not going to be insulated.
Yeah. The floor of the attic space would be.
Okay.
Because there'd be finished living space usually underneath that.
Okay.
So when you create living space up there, you don't need that existing ceiling or floor space insulated. So you're going to need the rafter spaces insulated. So where you've got your rafters angling down, anywhere that you're putting drywall on there, you're going to want to insulate all that space.
Yeah.
We've been using a lot of the foam insulation there.
Oh, okay.
The closed cell foam, because we can spray that in there, and then we don't have to worry about any ventilation, because that seals that whole area up, insulates it well, and there's no condensation issues.
Oh, interesting.
So that's the best way to handle that. If you put traditional like bat insulation up there, you've got to provide ventilation.
Is that that thick pink stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
So somehow you got to create a way to get some ventilation in each of those rafter spaces.
Interesting.
But with a closed cell foam, they just spray it full and no need for venting.
Done. Mm-hmm. All right. So as far as access to an attic, typically there is access in some form. Usually it's like a little, I know ours are in the ceiling.
Trap door?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you put a ladder under it and you push the door up and off.
I avoid doing things like that.
Oh, you don't even know how to do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do know. There's one in our closet, and it's funny because for the longest time, we couldn't figure out what this one light switch was for.
Yeah.
And for something else we were having done, someone had to go up in our attic, and they're like, you know, you have a light on up there? I was like, oh, that's what that switch is for.
Okay. Well, that's nice to have a light up there.
I know. It's very nice, you know? Mm-hmm. But so are we typically, you know, if there is stairs somewhere else, just kind of putting in, I can think of a few like closets that we've added to primary suites, just adding a doorway basically as part of that, or is there typically a doorway already to the attic space?
Often not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, even just adding that door makes it all of a sudden feel so much more usable, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you could, there's no doubt probably some flooring down in that situation and probably a bunch of old stuff that you're storing up there or the previous owner stored or the owners
forgot
before
about,
them.
Right?
And that's where they always find these Stradivarius violins that are worth millions of dollars, right?
Oh, shoot, I better look.
Find an old attic and there's probably a Stradivarius in there.
There you go. All right. I know. So running plumbing to an attic space, I would imagine is a whole different ball game.
Yeah, boy, that could be any kind of scenario. It could be super easy if there happens to be a bathroom directly underneath. Or it could be very challenging.
Yeah.
So that's where we'd have to really go out and consider what it's going to take. And sometimes it would even mean creating a chase or taking a closet and adding some space there. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. Really glad to have you listening here in segment 3 today. And we're talking about attic finishes, in case you just tuned in, reclaiming some space in an attic. So, Jamie, you were just talking about if there happened to be a door in the house and to an attic space, it's probably usually going to be in an older home.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some flooring in there and like things stored.
Yeah. Creepy cobwebs.
Yeah. Cobwebs. Floor creaks as you walk across it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm thinking back some projects we've done many years ago. Some of the very large older homes have enormous attic spaces, and they always have a little stairway going up to them.
Yeah.
And it's often completely unfinished, but some flooring down in there.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have created some spaces that had a lot of square footage and were very interesting spaces, because here you've got very high ceilings because mm-hmm. it's got a steep roof pitch and the house is large. So it's a lot of space, and I can think of a couple we even created lofts in the attic space.
Oh, cool.
It was so high.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really interesting things you can do in an older home like that.
Yeah, for sure. And I always think too, you know, we tend to always want to design these big square, rectangular, perfect cube rooms. Mm. But a lot of these kind of pitches in the ceilings and, you know, the steps down and, yeah. and things like that, it creates so much character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My son's bedroom is one of my favorite rooms in the house because I think it has so much character. It's got the steps down into it. The dormer has a little window seat where he keeps his piano.
Oh, okay.
And I just think the room has so much character. It's got all these little nooks and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so I shy away from a not perfectly cube room.
Right.
Because a lot of the houses now, you hear the term builder grade, and that is what feels builder grade, is a perfectly rectangular room, you know, with no character.
Yeah.
So even in a modern home, adding a kind of cool space like that can be really fun.
Very true.
Yeah. So I'd asked about adding plumbing to an attic space.
Yeah.
How, kind of, what would you look for if someone brought you out to their home to look at an attic space and said they wanted to create a bedroom and bathroom?
Yeah.
What would be kind of the first things that you looked for?
Okay, so the biggest obstacle is a toilet, because it takes a large drain,
okay.
a 3-inch pipe.
Okay.
So you can't just hide that anywhere.
No.
And then you've got to vent it too. So venting is not a problem because you're going up.
Okay.
And since you're working and creating that space, you can make a way for that to happen. But for the sewage to go down, you've got to be able to get it down through. If this could be a third floor situation, so you have to go down through two floors, or it could be, you know, just a one level home and you're going down just through one level.
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to find a way to route that 3-inch drain line down and get it into the main sewer system.
Okay.
So that's the most challenging part. Water lines are small, and they can be hidden pretty easily, but the drain lines are more challenging. So in a bathroom, full bathroom, you're going to have a 2-inch shower waste, 1.5 inches for the lavatory, and 3 inches for the toilet. All of that can drain into one 3-inch line, but it's that one line going down that is the challenge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So obviously, best case scenario, there's a bathroom right below it.
Yeah. Because there you're going to be able to tap into that 3-inch line that's feeding that toilet, and you can vent right up through. So that's going to be the least intrusive. You know, there's almost always a way to accomplish these things, but in some of the worst case scenarios, it usually involves creating soffits or something in the existing level just to route.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the additional bathroom would be a very great add.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's worth, I would say, the maybe nuance of it.
Yeah, if you're going to have finished living space on a where you have no space now, like if you have strictly a one floor home and you're adding living space in the second floor through the attic, definitely a bathroom would be helpful.
Yeah, for sure. All right, very good. So what about a room above a garage? I mean, I would think that would be really hard to get to after the fact.
Yeah, I mean, it may or may not be real challenging, just depending on
how close
where the main sewage is.
Okay.
Yeah, so every home's going to be different there. That's why it has to be evaluated and figure out what's going to take to do it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so we had talked a little bit about an egress window too, and adding dormers and what I guess I think of an egress window in a basement and being below grade. Is egress just a way to get out? Is that what egress means?
Okay. So every bedroom in your home is going to have an egress window.
I see. I always just refer to those as the basement windows.
Yeah. Well, often,
but I guess it's the exit.
That's where we're adding it because they're already in the bedrooms and stuff. You don't think about it because they're already there.
Yeah.
But if you're adding space and you have to add one, then it becomes something to think about.
Yeah. Interesting. I just had my son take a staying home alone class.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. and it was really interesting.
Did he have to watch the movie first?
No, although he loves that movie.
Home Alone.
But no, it was interesting because it talked about exit plans and things like that, and defining them and going over them as a family. And they kind of, it was a 2-day class, and they gave us homework as parents, like filling out and establishing kind of all of our, not only rules for a kid staying home alone, but also all those exit plan type ideas.
Yeah, but great idea.
One thing I thought was really interesting that I never thought of was, you know, we've talked about that before, especially there was a house fire in our neighborhood. So it had prompted that conversation when that happened. Mm-hmm. But so we'd kind of talked about exit paths and ways to go out and things, but two things that came up that were really interesting were, one, they told a story about a house fire and the kids trying to get out, and the older kids went first and then tried to get the youngest one to follow, and they wouldn't follow.
Oh.
And so just talking about the order in which not only you exit, but then also a meeting place after you exit.
Mm.
So always having somewhere outside the home, whether it be a specific neighbor's house or a specific tree or something, so you know who made it out and who's still in there. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was an interesting further plan than I would have ever thought of doing.
Yeah.
Anyways, that made me think of that. But yeah, those windows can be very important.
Definitely. And they also make, and especially in attic spaces, there are some large skylights that can act as an egress window as well.
Oh, and go up,
up
and out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, they can't be very high off the floor, but if you have a real steep pitch roof, and then you're not going to have very high knee wall. And those would work in that scenario.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. So egress windows, dormers. We talked about planning out the stairs. What about planning for the future? If you want to finish your attic space, but kind of have further plans down the road, like let's say one day you want to add a bathroom, or I can see it being turned into an in-law suite or something like that,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of planning, I guess, would you do ahead of time, knowing that you're going to be doing additional projects?
Mm-hmm. I think I would start with having your plan done so you know what you're going to do.
The end plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of times basements will be prepped for a bathroom and there will be plumbing in the cement floor and it's in the wrong place almost always.
Yeah.
Where they really want to put the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
We just had a scenario like that recently. So we just basically have to cut the floor all up in that area and reposition the plumbing.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to know what your plan is going to be and have that designed ahead of time. And then plumbing, as we've been talking about, if you're building a new home and are going to finish a space later, it's always good to run at least the drain lines. And if it's going to be in an unconditioned space, you wouldn't want to run water lines out there. You could run them but not connect them until later.
Mm-hmm.
But the drain lines, as we mentioned, that's the most challenging part of it. So then get that all figured out. Get those roughed in, because that's not going to be a lot of expense just to rough that plumbing in. But getting it in the right location is going to be the trick. But honestly, if it's in the general location, that still would make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
So the floor system, you know, frame that so that it can handle loads, and get your plumbing in there ahead of time. And that's what gets you well on your way, you know, to preparing the space for a future remodel.
Yeah.
Without putting a lot of money in it to do that. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Okay, Jamie, so today this is segment 4. We're talking about attic spaces and how we have really claimed floor space that was otherwise not being used except for holding all the old Stradivarius that's buried up there.
Yes.
It's funny, you hear those stories. Have you ever heard stories of a Stradivarius violin being in the attic?
You know,
that's
probably from my
generation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm enlightening you of what, when I was your age.
Okay.
There was just this old thought of Stradivarius violins being so expensive and so cool. And come to find out that there's like bazillions of guitars, because I'm a guitarist, but there are so many violins that were just stamped with a generic Stradivarius name, built many, many, many years ago. So everybody looks and finds one. It says Stradivarius in here, so this must be worth $1 million. But no, it's just like a Sears violin.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Not as exciting when you find those. No, I think of attics as kind of you know, I think back to movies, like the creepy stuff that's always up there in the box.
Oh, yeah.
And the dark music. And
yeah. Igor's up there
too. Right. Yeah. All the those things. That's what I think of it with an attic space. But then I look at some of the ones that we've finished, and it certainly doesn't seem creepy. They're wonderful.
Yeah. Now, speaking on the creepy side, so I want to give a little admonition or warning to parents. If you do have attic space that's accessible by your children, watch out. Because when I was a kid, me and my sister, there was like a little arrow attic space just wide enough to crawl in. And there was a little door that we could get in there. We would go back in there and light candles when we were kids.
Oh, jeez.
When my mom found that out years later, she about had a heart attack then.
Yes.
So we just thought that was so cool to get back in there and light candles because we weren't allowed to do that anywhere else.
Oh, my gosh. So that's really terrifying.
Be careful, parents.
Yeah. Great. And I'm never sleeping again. Luckily, all of our attic access is in ceilings.
Yeah.
So I don't think my kids could really...
You're safe.
They're not that crafty. Yeah. They wouldn't find a way to enter.
You're safe unless you see a ladder standing underneath that trap door.
I know. But definitely some cool things we've done with attic spaces and kind of how we've been able to make the angles work.
They contribute to the character of the room. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can think of one attic space that actually was previously finished that we did... and it was a bedroom and bathroom, but it needed remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
And just rearranging the room to function better with the angles of the bathroom area made it feel like a completely different space and made the ceilings feel so much more functional.
Yeah.
And
that's
so
the power of a good design.
It really is. I know they had the one corner, especially, there was quite a kind of slant in the ceiling, and that's where they had the vanity.
Okay.
So you were staring at the slant. So the mirror was kind of off to the side. It's like, that's not really working. So in our design, we put the shower there.
You lean down to brush your teeth, you bang your head on the ceiling.
And hit their head. So in our design, we had the shower there, and the shower head actually comes out of that angled wall.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was really
sure.
a cool design. And it also just functions way better than trying to stare at it and things like that. But definitely coming up with a great design and taking into account the angles in your design, not designing just on flat paper, but looking at the elevation of the space is crucial to what you're going to be able to do in that space. And then, like I said, you know, when we're designing closets and things in an attic space, accounting for those angles and doing things like that being where maybe the drawers are, because since drawers are down low anyways, and then taking the higher areas to be where your hanging is or bringing the walls in further so that you can have bigger wall space, even if you're not utilizing all the footprint. If it's a closet, the point is to hang clothes, right?
Yeah.
And so just kind of factoring all of that in, and it ends up being even more kind of weighing of pros and cons, I think, in those types of spaces. But to get that additional space within your existing footprint, I think is awesome.
Yeah. Cause if you have a bedroom upstairs and you've got the angled ceiling coming down, that's following the rafters.
Yeah.
Then that space that is where your knee wall would typically go because you can't, well, kids could crawl down under there and have fun, but
yeah,
you normally put a knee wall there because the space is kind of unusual or unusable. So there's scenarios where we've built, cabinets that have drawers. And the top drawer is shallow, the middle drawer is deeper, and the bottom drawer is deeper yet because there's more space back there. So you just take full advantage of that space that is otherwise not used at all and use it for storage. And that's great in a bedroom situation or playroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you add in your home if you had an attic space to convert?
Oh, what would I put up there?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Music room, although you already have one. But if you didn't have a music room, it might be a good spot for one.
Sure.
Especially if it was above the garage.
Well, art studio
it's great.
You put skylights in, it creates a very nice environment for artwork.
Yeah. I always say when my son moves out and goes to college, we're going to take that room over and make it our workout room.
Oh, okay.
Because it has just great natural light. You could drop weights on the floor without it, you know, shaking the house because it's over the garage.
You know, every house could use a room where you just do special activities.
Yeah.
Maybe it's reading, maybe mm-hmm. it's art, maybe it's music.
Yeah. I know. I've always thought that room would just be the perfect little yoga studio.
It's just nice to have a place to go to get away
yeah.
from noise and just have some time to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I think about our floor plan, if it didn't have that space finished, you know, and how different the house would feel mm-hmm. without it. Mm-hmm. Not only would my son not have a bedroom, but just the whole upstairs would be completely different. So it yeah. just impacts the space so much. And the way you live in your home, just like any remodel, you know, that's really what we're doing is impacting the way people live in their home yeah. and improving it.
Yeah. So if someone is struggling with just needing additional space, not knowing where to put it, you know, just think about going up and what are your roof lines like up there? Do you have an attic space? Do you have a steep enough pitch roof that you could add a dormer and create a lot more space?
Yeah.
It could be a way to get some very usable space and create a unique, charming room with yeah. character.
It could even be a great movie theater room.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially if it doesn't have windows, you could be very mindful of where you're putting the windows to keep the light at the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So could be a very cool space.
Yep.
Definitely great for kids. Sending kids up to a bonus room or an attic is
yeah.
lovely.
Yeah. They love to have their own space.
They do. And adults do too.
Yeah. Adults love for them to have their own
yes,
space.
Adults yes. love for kids to have their own space. Right. It's great for them.
Yeah.
And the rest of your house mm-hmm. and sanity.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's so many cool things that you can do with that space. If you have it, it's definitely worth starting to think through ideas of what ifs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I guess right now I know we're working on an attic space that we're converting into kind of a kids area, but more of like a homework studio space. So place that the kids can come do their homework, have their own desks, older home, bedrooms are smaller. So this mm-hmm. gives them kind of that almost extension of their bedrooms to have that space. I think both children are musicians, so they're keeping their instruments in there and things like that. Mm-hmm. So definitely, I mean, the options are really endless. I would definitely recommend, you know, giving us a call and having one of our design consultants out to kind of talk through what some of those options would be, mm-hmm. where dormers could go, how that could impact your home, you mm-hmm. know, how access and things like that. It's hard to envision if you've never seen it happen before. Yeah.
And dormers is usually something you don't think about.
Right.
And you look at your roof and you say there's just no space up there. But if you imagine being able to add a dormer and, you know, add a whole bunch more square footage up there, that might make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we appreciate everybody tuning into the Dave Fox Home Remodeling Show. As Jamie said, we've been doing this since 2012, more, you know, ish.
Something. Yeah.
2012-ish. We enjoy doing the show. We like hearing feedback from everyone listening. You can email us at info@davefox.com or our website is davefox.com. We'll be back next Sunday morning.